In the Bible class, we have considered of late some false cults, false teachings that abound. Invariably, where they're all concerned, at the minute we're dealing with the charismatic movement, invariably where they're all concerned, they don't accept Christ as He is presented in the Word of God. There is a denial in some shape or form of who He is. The charismatic doesn't accept Him as a true prophet. So therefore they go on and speak about extra revelations given now. Men and women, Christ holds three offices. He is prophet, priest, and king. And as prophet we see, even in these verses that we have read this morning, something concerning Him. Now please remember that you're back in the land of the wilderness, just on the border of the Jordan. You're back at that time where Moses stood before the children and the nation of Israel. And yet I want you to consider the prophecy here, as you'll find it in these words. The prophecy both in the words of verse 15, more particular in verse 18, is the word that the Lord gave to them. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. The prophecy concerned a prophet. It was going to be a prophet that would rise up. And you'll see also in those words that it concerned one who would come from among his brethren. He would come from among them. And you go into John's Gospel and you have these words that he came unto his own. But his own received him not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. John 1 and verse 1. That one who is prophesied of here is the Lord Jesus Christ. He would come forth as a prophet. God would speak through him. And he would come from among his brethren. That is the Christ of whom we remember as we meet around his table this morning. Yet particularly remember, of course, his aspect of his priesthood where he laid down his life as a sacrifice. But he is God's prophet as well. I want you to see, if you develop that little thought, I want you to see his position. For verse 15 says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me. Verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. The one that God would raise up will be like Moses. He would be like Moses in many ways. We haven't time to consider them all this morning. But one thing that Moses was, he was a mediator. He stood between God and the people. And you have an example of it in the words of verse 16 where it draws the people back to consider that awful scene on Mount Horeb. The mount where the law was given. Their cry was, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more that I die not. And on that mount, Moses was interceding with God. Moses stood between a holy God and a sinful people. How sinful they were became known when he came down and he saw they were committing idolatry with the golden calf. And Christ would be like unto Moses, or Moses would be like unto Christ, we should say, as a mediator. His mediation saved the people from death. Men and women, we have a mediator today. For there is one God, there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And he continues to ever make intercession for you and me. And his mediation has saved you and me from eternal death. For in fulfillment to the prophecy, he came. And he came to stand in between a holy God and a sinful people. And on the cross of Calvary, He was to become sin. He stood into your place and into mine. His mediation, therefore, I repeat, saved you from eternal death. That's why we're met around the table at this means of grace, to remember His blood that He shed, to remember His broken body that was broken for you and for me. As He endured those nails, as He endured the spear going into His side, as He endured the spitting and the scorning and the forsaking by men and by the Father. And He did it that He might redeem you and me from a lost eternity. From the fires that the people saw burning on Mount Horeb. No, the fires that burn continually in that place of the damned. Christ interceded. Do you know His position was also one of obedience? For as the prophet came, and as God's mediator between God and men, He fulfilled God's law. The law of God cried out against us. We're lawbreakers. You know, the law was enshrined within the ark. That law had to be covered by the mercy seat. You know what happened when the mercy seat was taken off. And of course, the mercy seat was where the blood was shed, or the blood was sprinkled. When the lid of the ark was taken off, as in Beth Shemesh, they were slain. Because there was nothing that covered the law. And the law was open before a guilty people. And therefore they were to die. You can't tamper men and women with the work of atonement. The blood has been shed by the One who fulfilled God's holy law. He did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And our grounds of approach unto God and our grounds of acceptance before God is only through the blood. The blood that wasn't spilt, the blood that was shed by God's chosen Lamb. Thank God today the blood is on the mercy seat. It speaks peace, pardon to her soul. The wine is but an emblem. It speaks of the blood. It speaks of the Christ, our Redeemer, who perfectly obeyed God's law. We're a sinner and a lawbreaker like you and me. And just one final little thought, you'll see His proclamation. How do you know the difference between a true prophet and a false one? Verse 18, I will raise him up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I shall command him, and it shall come to pass. Whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. All shall come to pass. Throughout these words that we have read, you see the theme of the chapter. You'll see the word hearken. You'll see the word His voice. You'll see the words He shall speak. All shall come to pass. For as Moses spoke and prophesied of the One who would be raised up from among them, so it came to pass. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. We might receive the adoption of sons. Calvary was ever in the mind of Christ, and so it came to pass. He laid down His life. He died according to the Scriptures. But as the Scriptures also said He would rise again, so it came to pass. This Sabbath reminds us of an empty tomb, of a living Savior, one who has conquered all. Oh, men and women, Moses was the guide to the nation of Israel to Canaan. But Christ is the greater, for he guides his people to glory. And we thank God for the one who is our prophet, our priest, and our king. May God bless those thoughts even to your heart this morning, for his own name's sake. One of the brethren